Yerushalmi Brachas, Daf Chof Gimel. Gemara continues with the discussion, Nogeya to the cover of Tefillin, and how one should conduct himself, Nogeya to the Beis Akisei when it comes to Tefillin. Says the Gemara, Rab Zeir v'shem Rab Abba b'Yirmiyah, l'yik kaneis odom l'beis akferos v'yaset tzorachov. Shem. Sidetrack about, we'll explain in a moment later how we connect back to Tefillin, but a person should not go into a Beis Akveros and move his bowels there. He should not go there v'yaset tzorachov, and to relieve himself, which is talking about even hatolos mayim, even to urinate there. V'mas akein. And if he did this, Allah of a kasav, only mina pasik says, famous pasik we have in Mishlei, lag l'rosh chirev oso. Person who mocks a poor person is like making fun of his the creator. You know, it's again, we're talking about a person here, people are mason, people are dead in the base of kvaras, and you urinate over them, you urinate over the kvar. It's a bizayonot to the mace, and the mace is considered an ani because they can't do mitzvahs. And therefore, they are, therefore that would be considered an isser, that would be considered something a person shouldn't do, violating this pasuk. And we find that Gemara discussed this as well in Bavli, and talks about the same thing, we can't go with tefillin on your head, we don't do tzitzis on our side either, because lo'ag l'rash, the same concept of where you are going and being mocking, making fun of the mason, that they can't do their mitzvahs. Gemara has a story, Dolma, Gemara has a maisa. Marza Maisa, Abchia, Ruba, Rav Yoyos, and Avi Mahalkin. Abchia the Great and Yorosan Lones walking in their Beis HaKvaros, Kumi Asi, Rav Shem Balusi, Bar Koni. They came in front of the he was the Levi of Shem Bal Yossi Balakuna. He was his Levi, they had his Aaron there. And Rav Yoyosan, Masa Akevroi, Rav Yoyosan was walking and he was stepping on graves. So Amalei Abchila Rube, Abchila Rube said, "Gedoni na meimar." Now they're going to say the people that are dead. They're going to say, "Lamacha inon gabon." They're going to make fun of you, mock you, and say, "Tomorrow this person thinks that he's this person who's living, who's amongst us. Tomorrow he's here." Inon ma'ikanai. But today they make fun. Tomorrow he's going to be here in the base of Kvaros. Their life will end. And today, well, they're still alive, they're making fun. Right? He's going to be in the same boat as we are. And here he's making fun, he's mocking by jumping up on the graves. So Amalei Rav Yonasan said to Mechachim Enu Klum. Rav Yonasan responded, but what, the dead people, they don't feel anything. Enum Klum, Mechachim Enu Klum. They don't know what's going on, they don't feel anything. So what does it mean you're making fun of the mason? Like the Haredim says, Bitmiya, he owed them my club. Do they know anything? They're not able to respond. They don't know anything. And therefore, what are your concern? So the Gemara says, look, okay, Gossip, I made some anyone the Muma. It says in a Pasik that Mason don't know anything. Pasik in Eich, Pasik in Kohelis, excuse me. That made some anyone the Muma. I'm a lady. He said to him, look, Gossad, Yudea, I see you know Psukim. Lido Shanati Yudea, but you don't know how to dash in Psukim. Because what does the pasuk mean? The pasuk that you're quoting means that what does it mean? Does it mean that the people that are living, they know when they're going to die? Nobody knows when they're going to die. But that refers to the tzaddikim. Even when they're no longer here, they're called alive. And the second part of the pasuk, what does it mean? It means even when they're alive, they're called dead. Because otherwise, the pasuk doesn't make any sense. It wasn't mesim, double lashon. You call it mesim. That mesim enim yudomim. The mesim don't know anything. So what does that mean? It means the mesim refer to the rishayim. That they themselves don't know. They don't know what's going to be tomorrow. They don't think about death. They don't prepare themselves. They live the life without any concern, without any reason to be afraid of death. So Gemara says, "Menachem Rishon Mavet Chaim Kavur Mesim." And received from Shnema Kilos Echbolz Bamosam Mes. So I said, "I don't want the death of the dead." What does that mean? Hashem says, "I don't want the Mesam Mes." Yeah, what does that mean? Because but I don't want the death of the dead. If you can't die twice, what does that mean? So that means, Elamai, Chimes Mes. Once they're dead, what do you mean? A mace can't die a second time. It means they're showing that even in a lifetime are called mason. And that's what the pasuk is referring to of the mason. That they're considered mason even b'chayeh. We don't know the stikim are called, I mean, even in mesasim they're called chayim. Except in the pasuk, v'yomer Hashem elav, zos eretz Hashem nishbata, avam yitzok liyo Yaakov loyna. Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, this is the land that I'm giving to your forefather, I'm giving to Klal Yisrael. This is, before Moshe died, Kadosh Baruch Hu sent him to look at, he couldn't go into Eretz Yisrael, but he showed him the land from the mountain, he was able to see the whole Eretz Yisrael. He said, I'm going to give it to your children. What does that have to say, Leymar? It's extra. Go tell the Avos. Whatever I promised to you, the Tanai made you, when you were alive, I am now giving it to your children. I'm going to take them out of Mitzrayim, and now I'm about to bring them to Eretz Israel, and I'm going to give them whatever I promised them they're getting. So again, the same idea is that I'm fulfilling my promise. So this is what the pasuk means, like the way the Pnei Moshe explains that Ella. What's the Torah telling you? He says the Leich Amalavat Meki Yichsikuluk Tova Azos Habsura Alma Diyode Yehim Kurekayim. This is they'll think good of you. You're going to go to the next world soon. They're going to be here to greet you. But give them some good news. Give them the basura. So what do you mean, give them a basura? Are they alive? That they're dead? The answer is no. Tell them, because even b'misasa nikra chayim, that's where you see the marker, that they'll be considered alive even at that point. So this is the Gemara of the Star Trek. The Gemara tells you that the connection to the Gemara before, and that the... And that it's called the Mason from the Chayim. That's what the pasuk is going on. So now, the Gemara, what does that do with the Tefillin that we spoke about? So the Gemara continues with another member of the same of Yidir Bar Shimon. What is the Memra? Ira Vesa Osios. A person goes ahead and letters got mixed up. So the Gemara says, what do you mean got mixed up? So the Primosha explains that got mixed up means B'Ksav Seva Torah. We're talking about these things, and it says that they got mixed up, that they began to touch each other. The letters began, they began to touch each other, one touched the other. So now, the Sefer HaKavodim says, referring to Dafka, it was Tefillin. The Pnei Moshe says, going by Tefillin, it was going by everything. So what happens? What it says, if you, in this case, if you go ahead, the letters get mixed up. Haiditani kasher. We have some learn in the Brice that it's kasher, and some say that it's possible. What does it mean? What's his stamma makolkas price? He says, no. You have to explain what it means. Rabbi Yibshon Shimon Lakhudok explained, we're talking about different situations. The mar kosher, according to what it says, that it's kosher, that's to mamalamata. That's where the letters touches on the bottom. So, the mar puzzle, the one who says that the price said the lotion is puzzle, that's milamai, touch on top. And after mina would be, if it touches on the bottom, we assume the letters will complete. And now they begin touching each other. So, but the evidence is still okay. If you say it touched on top, then we say that the letter was never written properly. And the letter was always connecting. If it was connecting, it was never a separate letter, then that's going to be puzzle. That is going to be puzzle. The Imlamatinus Arvith Pneumoshis is Bixiva, Gahai, the one example. Then Gigmami, this Ganikar, it's still considered in the Spaltim. We look at it like it's considered written before. Properly, and then we say that it was. It doesn't change. Of course, it can't. It's no good. But b'di'evit, they say it's not going to be a problem. So the Gemara says, good example. Gagon artzenu tifartenu. Gemara says an example. Artzenu tifartenu. If the letters of artzenu tifartenu, so they began to touch each other, which means that we're talking about the letters. That was speaking of which letters are we referring to? Whereas it says referring to the letters, if the nun and the vav of Artsenu or Tifartenu, those last two letters, that means the bottom of the nun touches the bottom of the vav, it's going to be considered good. But if the top of the nun touches the top of the vav, that's no good, because then it never shows a tzura of a letter, and it's not going to be good. And And the same thing, much like Arzeka Tzrika, you have Arzeka, and you have the word Tzrika. So again, what does it mean? It means if the letter Tzadik touches the final letter Chaf, so the same idea, if it touches the area where it touches on the bottom, so then we say it continues as if it's a long letter, and we say, therefore, it's going to be, again, Blechat Hila, it's not going to be good, but the Yevit, it's going to be good. But the same thing with the tour that the Gemara gives, that the Tefartuch Tzricha, same idea, if the bottom touches, the bottom of the Vav touches the bottom of the Chaf, then we say it's a question whether it's good at all. It's not a question whether it's good, it's clear that it's no good. The same idea is that we say that the letter is, since it never had a tzura of a good letter because it was short, it never had a tzura of a final chaf, mela, therefore, it's not going to be good. Mr. Brewer has diagrams in this in the Mr. Brewer's Arichas. He wrote in the Mishnah Sofrim, where we discuss it. You see this thing of whether it's a long chaf at the end or a short chaf, the difference whether we consider it the bottom of a letter, whether it's considered part of the Ikra letter, and if it touches it, whether we consider it a psul or not. A psul or not. Like we look at it like a geregel katan, the Chayyim says, Oshama einu nechshal k'nigma, it's not finished yet. And therefore, if it got davuk before it finished, then you have to go do it again. But if it was completed, finished, and then later it got touched, then you can go ahead and you can say that it was good, and it happened now, and you just have to, again, b'diavad, the katila is no good, but b'diavad, you could use it because it happened after the letters were ready formed and shaped and formed. Marketings. Another halacha, same author. It says a person shouldn't daven in a place where it's very high. Simple means meaning it's on a mountain. That's not what it means. You should daven from the depths. In other words, that the doesn't really mean you should stand in a high place. That the But rather, it means a person should be himself, should be mashpil atzmo. That the you're like av shakosev says the Pnei Moshe ma'am ki alev b'damim kamok and yesh samach lezek am sheyamim mokum gavol le'arish ein gavol mefem mokum. And so, that even though it's talking about the kavod of a person's heart, ma'akav kusifka le'ak dovin amelach says that cooled you from the depths of my heart. But we use the pasuk to tell us also ma'akim. You shouldn't stand up high on a hill. That's why in the old days they used to have the place where the chazan, the old shuls, the chazan would be a little indentation in the floor. It would be like a step down. That's where the chazan would daven from, imamakim. Same idea, but similar ideas, not only for that, but even also to reduce yourself, not be a balgaiva, to the daven mimakom gaiva, it's also, that's inappropriate. Says the Gemara, the Amra Vidar Mishim Rav Yochanan, Vayaman Adam Yispal V'Tzorek Munakom. A person can't daven, and when he has to go to the bathroom, he has to leave himself. Matam, what's the reason for Hochron the Cross at Lekech Yisrael? Pusik says the person should go prepare himself properly, Pusik and Elmos, prepare himself properly for davening, which in Shokhanam we bring down. A person, his clothes should be proper, should wear his shoes on his feet, otherwise he violates Hochron the Cross, he violates that halacha. So we're talking about again, that the this is talking about tefillin wearing to stop davening. In a place where a person is circle naka, that a person shouldn't do. The qualification we're going to say in a moment, are we talking, what type are we talking about? Are we talking about gedolim, katanim? We're going to have to make qualifications in that as to what halakha was saying, that a person can go to dawah when you have it, when your body's, when you have to move your bowels. What are we talking about that we'll see in a moment? Said the Gemara. So the Gemara continues. The Amar of Alexandria, Shemar aglacha kasha telech. What does the pasuk say about Vesel Kim? Plus, he says a person in Kohelas, a person should go and watch your guard your step. What do we learn from that? The more dash is out of there. That a person should go when you go into shul, basil akim, person should make sure that you shouldn't be shmar aglecha. Your aglecha is that you shouldn't have tipin, you shouldn't have urine drops come down your legs. that would be not proper. Now, the proper way to, if your guf has to be greeted properly, and therefore you can't have a drops coming out, droplets coming out from makom of urine. That is being inappropriate. That would be something the Torah says is not proper. So when it says a person should guard himself, means regalacha, this refers to hey that they have a bedakim. That was talking about the guy to bedakim, talking about things that of these hashkitzor liktanim. That's referring to liktanim for the urinate of a negasim. Person has to move his bowels and yachlispol yispol. If he's able to restrain himself, he should do so. However, if not, then he would have to go. What is the difference between these two? What's the halacha? The Gemara says, the Lepnei Moshe says, when you have katanim ayis pal, you should daven. But if you did tefillah so toeva, then it's toeva. It's wrong. But if you have to gasim, if you have to go, and if you urge to go to move your bowels and you daven anyway, but you can wait the amount of time it takes to daven, that you can do. That you're able to go ahead and do to wait. And that's really halacha in Shulchan Aruch. That a person goes ahead there, you know, in Shulchan Aruch there's a difference between katanim and gedolim. In the Bavle and in the Sugya, there's no nafkamina. Halakha is lechatchila should not do it, even if katanim or gedolim. But the evidence, if you did it, when you had to go, either katanim or gedolim, you're yotzei. But lemaisa, the pshat in the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, the Mishnah Berurah, is that it depends that a person really has to go, but katanim, so you really can't concentrate. You have to go badly. So you can't concentrate, you can't wait, and therefore it's not only is it most, but it's not hokum lekoseko. It's also you can't be miskaven properly. But if you gossim, a person generally waits longer because only certain places you can go. Therefore, in that part, if you have to go, it doesn't possible. As long as you can wait till afterwards, it doesn't possible the toilet if you're going to dive in. What does that mean? Another interpretation means the person should guard himself, that he should be nikra based on him, he should be called to a based on him. What's a based on him? A person should be called to the heavenly court. You have 120, should they nagarnaki, you should have a tarnaki. That person should always focus himself to have it be tarnaki, in case that's the day that he has to go up. We don't know when a person has to go up to the next world. Abba said, Yimakorka Baruch, the same idea. We have a Pasik Yimakorka Baruch. Pasik in Mishle, your source should be a bracha. What does that mean? Yimakorecha Kever Baruch. That your Korecha, when they call you for the Kever Baruch, it should be a Baruch. It should always be, when they call you to the Kever, you should be in a state of Ruach, the Naki, the Tyra, Kedusha, the Tyra, to be able to win this Baruch. You should be able to make a kolish mashiach. Current is called a kever. Your baruch should be able to look at it. You should be blessed to go there without a chet. The way Pnei Moshe explains this drasha. Where it says, "Amar Abchai." Another halacha. Eis lemenet ledus leislamos. When it says in Koelas, a time to be born, a time to die. So when it says, "What is it?" Maybe we all know. Does we know when a time to? We don't know when. We don't know when the time to be born, when the time to die is. Whenever Hashem wants. What is the Torah telling you? What it means is that praise be a person whose death is like his birth, which means just like his time of birth is to be clean of sin, no sin, so too his misa should be nuki from chet as well. And now we're dashing out the lamed darsh extra, so the lamed teaches us the ace. And misa should be equal to the ace. Let this, the Pnei Moshe says, that it should be without chet, and that's the limud that the Chazal telling us the drasha from this pasuk in Kehelas. This Mishnah continues. In this Mishnah we have in Bavli. The Gemara has an arichas there in Bavli. A person who reached Shema and he could not hear. He could not. He spoke. He said silently without allowing his ear couldn't hear what he was saying. Yotze, you're still yotze. Yotze, oh, lo yotze. You're not yotze. You're not yotze. The chalukas tanoim whether you yotze over here or not. What's the shaila whether you yotze or not? So the Pnei Moshe explains. The reason why, you know, look, is you're not yotze, because it says Shema Shmelos Nechamata Motiv Picha. So you have to hear what you hear what you say. If you can't hear what you said, you're not yotze. The Tanakhama says you are yotze. What do you do with that pasuk? He uses the pasuk to tell you Shema Bechaloshen Natoshamei. You could pasuk, you could say, hear it anything you want in any language. And love the Shema. That is what the Torah is teaching us. And but the halacha is Lagabe. This halacha we yotze. I said the again, Pnei Moshe, the Tanakama, we pass like the Tanakama, that you be yotze if you do so, if you said it silently, without listening to what you said. Okay, Mara says, again, we're not talking about l'chatchila, of course, you should hear yourself, not by b'diyah, but if you did it without Kareish HaMecha, whether you're Yotza or not. Second law of the Mishnah, Kavala did the Bosi Yaseh, a person who read Kareish HaMecha, but it wasn't Medakdek Bosi Yaseh. What does Medakdek Bosi Yaseh mean? It says, M'plei Moshe lo tziyad tzfasan yafa, b'shtei tevos, you said, you spoke carefully one word at a time, and you didn't gobble together two words. Two words that, if you have the last letter, is the same as the first letter, like the example, al levavcha, esev besadcha. The person just says it quickly, it's going to al mashmats al, it's al levavcha, one word. Or esev besadcha, one word. So therefore, if you don't have a space between these two words, between all these different letters, these different words that have the letter before and the letter starting are the same letter, you have to have a little hefsik between them. Otherwise, it's you gobble it up. So again, so Mishnah says lo yotza, and Rav Yossi says Yud says lo yotza, Rav Yud says lo yotza. You're not yotza. So the again b'diavad we're talking about, and then b'diavad yotza yotza. We pass like a Rav Yossi over here that you are yotza, but the person should be careful. God feel it to be make sure that he says each one properly. B'diavad, if you didn't do it, then halacha is that you're yotza. Currently, my frey, a person reads from Kriyas Shema LeMafrei, which means you don't read the proper order of the parshios, order of the psukim. Lo yotze not yotze. It says the Pnei Moshe, hakdim pasuk shlishi l'shein yishen l'rishon. Lo yotze b'zeh. Lo yotze not yotze. Why? Because it says Yidron Rasan should be the way it was said, the way it was written. Now, read the pasuk straight. And if you switch around words, you're violating what that is, and therefore you're not good. However, it says Pnei Moshe, if you chain, we're not talking about way if you chain your mak with parshios, you said Vayim Shema before Shema, or you said Yomar in front of Vayim Shemeah, that's not L'Maksidla Mafreya, and here Yotze, because these are separate parshios in the Torah anyway, even though Chachamim were Koveya, to do it in the way that we said. However, if you didn't do it that way, you are still Yotze. If you do it you mix up the order, but not in the mix up of sukim, that you're not yotze to do so. And again, a constant la yotze means you're not yotze b'diavet. According to the man Yomar, who says that you are yotze is yotze only tomer b'diavet, not l'katchila. Mishnah fends off. Hakari l'mafrei, a person reads early yotze. What about the last halacha? Yachzol l'makom shetoa. What a person is kar v'toa. You read Shema, but you made a mistake. Made a mistake. What's the mistake that you made? Made a mistake that you made is that you skipped a word. So then if you skipped a word, the halacha would be that you, now, so now if you skipped a word, or you skipped a pasuk, so what do you do now? So when it says if you skipped a pasuk and a word, then halacha's yachzol makom shetoa. You have to go back to where you left off. You don't have to start back at the beginning of the perek. But the beginning of the pasuk, that you have to go back. If you list up the word out of the pasuk, Mishnah Paskins, you have to go back to the beginning of the pasuk, and that's what, otherwise you're not yotze. Again, this is the same idea that Pnei Moshe says. A person was between perik or perik. You don't remember which perik you stopped, which one you started. You have to go back to the beginning of the first pasuk of the perik before. And you have to go back because that's, again, to make sure that you, not because you want to make sure you have the right order, because that yotze, but the fact that if you left out a pasuk, a word from that perek, you're not yotze, and if you would go back to the beginning of the perek itself.